Tyler from Moose Mornings here talking with another local business owner as a part of NWT Tourism Summer Staycation. I'm here talking with Dan, the owner of Jack Pine Paddle. How are you doing today, Dan?
Not too bad. Tyler, yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. So how long have you been involved with Jack Pine Paddle?
Well, since it's the beginning, I'm the owner, and I started the company 4 years ago, so this is actually going into our fifth summer.
And so what kind of motive, like, of anything, like, what made you want to start Jack Pine then, I guess?
Well, I lost the territorial election campaign by 14 votes, and I decided, you know what, it's time to start something new. So I started a business doing something I really love, which is paddling canoes and kayaks.
Well, let's go do what you love, I guess. So if someone maybe isn't as familiar with it, what is Jack Pine Paddle?
So Jack Pine Paddle is your paddling specialist. So if it's, like I said, canoes or kayaks, we do everything from rentals to youth camps to paddling courses of various levels, flat water, white water, canoe, kayak. And we do guided expeditions anywhere from, 3 hours to 3 days, 5 days, or even 10 days or longer, all across the Northwest Territories.
Well, those expeditions sound fun. Do you have any, like, are there any that are personal favorites of yours that you really like doing? Like, do you prefer, like, the long 3 to 5 day ones, or do you like the shorter trips?
You know, I like them. I kind of like them both. The longer trips, though, you really get a chance to build relationships with the people that come on the trip. We're a pretty tight group, moving together across all sorts of weather through different landscapes. So there's all sorts of joys and challenges, and we definitely come out of the trip a strong group. So it's a great job because you really get to know people and make lots of friends.
And so you were talking about you also do training in that as well. Is that kind of like, maybe if you're like preteen to teenage, you can also do that? Or is that like maybe more you help train adults who maybe haven't done paddling that before? Or is it kind of a full range of it?
All different ages. So we have youth adventure camps this summer. They're filling up quickly into July. So we have various camps all the way from grades 3 to 12 available on our website. And we also do training for youth. Like, we have school groups. We're doing several trips for indigenous regions all across the north. We travel to small communities as well, and we provide training there for youth. So it's canoe safety training skills, canoe paddling skills, rescues, group management, risk management on the water. And then we do various courses that are Young Life based just for the public. So we have, really the full gamut depending on what folks are interested in. And really what we're trying to do is help prepare people for their own adventure. So not everyone wants a guided adventure. Some people want to go out and explore on their own, but they don't really feel confident and have the skills to do that. So what we do is we use our experienced instructors and really put them through. They're very fun, hands-on courses. And we've had 6 of them already this summer, and we have a schedule for the rest of the summer available on our website, so folks can come and see what they can get on this summer. And this summer's great. I mean, the weather's been amazing, and the water levels are up, so
yeah, I imagine,
get on the water.
I imagine with the hot week we've been having this week, you've either been itching to go out or you've already been out a few times.
We're all pretty tanned up already, all the
Yeah, I get pretty tanned up just by sitting on my porch. I can only imagine you guys in kayaks or canoes. So you're talking already about all like the really cool places you get to see on some of these tours. Do you have like a personal favorite, like landmark you really like showing people who maybe haven't seen it before?
They're all my personal favorites because I decide where we go, right? So
I'm going to show you really cool places. I like this one. This will be cool.
So, okay, you know what? I know a lot of Young Lifers have heard of the East Arm, and of course this new national park out there, Thaadene Nene. And this area is just, it's phenomenal. And we are running some guided sea kayak trips out there this summer, and there's still spots remaining for August. And
yeah, if people are interested about that tour, where can they sign up or find more info about it?
So they can go to the website, and they can go to jackpinepaddle.com and check out our expeditions on that page, and they'll find our East Arm trips. And I don't know if you've ever been out there, or you've heard about it, but it's the deepest lake in North America. There are stunning granite cliffs, world-class trout fishing.
I've seen just really many pictures of it, especially of those falls, but I feel like it has to be one of those things you have to see in person to really appreciate.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it's a place that, you know, it's so close to town, but yet so far away. And, you know, we run a 9-day trip out there, right? So it's really a chance to really soak it all in and kind of unplug and settle into this wilderness space. And we circumnavigate Etten Island out there, which is it's just a massive island with everything that you could want. So I like it out there. It's a special place for me, and I know that it's a place that a lot of Yellowknifers have connections to. And we just it's kind of a dream job. We get to share that with our guests.
Yeah, I imagine it's a really cool experience to get to share with people. So we'll wrap up here. Are you guys offering anything special during the summer staycation?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. We have put up on the website new staycation product. So this is, you know, this is something that maybe for people who want to get their feet wet and they're not ready for a full-blown remote 9-day trip, but maybe they're looking to get out for a shorter trip around the Yellowknife area on Great Slave Lake, or maybe even with their family. So we're offering a 3-day tour from July 31st to August 2nd, and a 5-day option as well from, it's coming up on July 8th to 12th, and we have spots remaining on both of those. And basically what we're doing is we're heading out from Yellowknife out towards the North Arm there. There's a numerous islands, panoramic views of Great Slave Lake, and it really doesn't take long to get into the wilderness, as you know. So we're really excited about these shorter 3 and 5 day trips for some active paddling holidays for Yellowknifers, so they can find them on our website under our tours page.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time to speak with me. And if you want to hear Dan's full interview, you can head over to myyellowknifenow.com and keep tuned to the biggest variety of the North for more interviews as a part of NWD Tourism's Staycation Summer Series.